Good Friday morning to you. If you are just joining me, this is Brad Schmidt in K-High Studios. It is currently 8:45 and time for me to introduce Mr. Dave Naves, host of the Web in Plain English show. Dave, how you doing this morning?
I'm really well, thanks, Brad. How are you, man?
I'm hanging in there. It's Friday.
It's another Friday. Time to nerd out, talking about the web. I try to break it down in plain English so that everyone can understand and not be afraid of the web. So here we go. Today, I thought, since I've had so many questions about selling online, a substantial part of my business is people wanting to sell online, and they either don't understand it or are deathly afraid. So the topic of selling on Amazon is often brought up. So I thought I would break it down into a series of Amazon questions. For today, I'll have an overview of what it means to actually sell on Amazon. Last week, we talked about being an Amazon associate. That means getting commissions paid by Amazon for selling other people's stuff. Well, now let's talk about the other people's stuff, about sellers who want to use Amazon to sell online rather than build a website themselves and maintain it and all that business. So I thought I would break this show down into kind of the why, what is it, the why you should sell, and perhaps some tips about selling online. I only have 15 minutes here, so rather than try to stuff all of it into 15 minutes, I'll break it down into major sections. So in forthcoming sessions, I'm going to talk about FBA, Fulfillment by Amazon, and I'll go into this in great detail in future shows, about selling and then using the targeted keyword ads on Amazon. Amazon has Amazon Local, where you can sell local, including services, which is an amazing thing Amazon provides. Using Amazon Payments, Amazon has a full payment center where you can customers can use Amazon Payments to receive and payments and disperse those payments back to you. And finally, we'll go over global selling, which is a very big deal. There are literally hundreds of millions of customers out there waiting to buy your stuff. So we will talk about that, all of these, in future shows. For today, we'll break it down into what is it, the why, and some tips. So let's start with why sell on Amazon. So Amazon doesn't just sell only Amazon stuff, right? Amazon also allows third-party sellers to use their systems to sell their things, including Amazon pieces and parts. So since 2000, right, Amazon has been helping individuals and businesses increase their sales and reach new customers. Over 40% of Amazon's sales come from third-party selection. That means third-party sellers. 40%, that's a huge number. Most people know how incredibly large Amazon is.
Are we talking about like something that somebody would use Craigslist for, or more of a business?
Either or. Craigslist, you know, Craigslist has its place. Craigslist does not actually sell. When I say sell, I'm talking about have a buy it now button and deliver it. Craigslist is you post something, you come get it.
Right.
And pay me separately. Right. This is e-commerce, right? Swiping of the credit card. That doesn't happen on Craigslist. Craigslist has its place. You know, there's so many stigmas attached to Craigslist. Craigslist is when you want to kind of dump your stuff.
Exactly.
And don't want to have any fees or the rest of this. So we're talking, as you said, more of a real business wanting to sell goods and services, and not have to have a full-on e-commerce application, meaning a website that would allow people to type in a credit card, right,
exactly,
through the web. So that's what this is. So over 40% of Amazon sales come from third-party sellers. That's huge. That's almost half of everything that Amazon sells. So tons of merchants are selling through Amazon, right? So sellers can list products in more than 20 categories. Professional, quote-unquote, sellers can apply and sell in 10 additional categories. So this is broken down into two separate categories here. You can sell as a professional, quote-unquote, and you can sell, you know, or you can sell as an individual. they break it down. Here's kind of the overview of what you should think about for your specific business. Selling as a professional, break it down like this. If you plan on selling 40 or more items a month, you're going to be a professional, right? The fees attached to that start at $39.99 a month. Plus, they have other selling fees. I'll go into those fees later at an additional show because too much information is just too much for people to handle in 15 minutes. So selling in an individual would be if you plan on selling fewer than 40 items a month. They don't charge the monthly fee, but they charge 99 cents per sale plus a few other additional fees in here. Okay, let me break down. I have so many notes in front of me, and I'm fiddling with my papers here. So a professional, here's some of the features, right? You can add, for the professional plan, you can add new products to the catalog. You can have Amazon handle the customer service, the shipping, the fulfillment, as I said, FBA.
I was just going to ask that, if Amazon was involved in the shipping process.
Right. That's FBA. We're going to go over that. That's
nobody has a better shipping record than Amazon, really. So you, you want them connected with that.
You know, and the fact is, even though there are more fees involved with FBA, you're going to make a lot more money because of all of that customer service that they handle, including the part of the packages. They'll provide all the boxing and shipping materials and all that stuff that you don't have to deal with. So you can concentrate on trying to get the sales. And then, yes, you will spend more money to process those sales, but you're going to make a lot more because your volume is going to be increased. So that's a great, great note that you just made there. But and I'll explain FBA. That'll actually be next week's show. I'll go into all the gritty, nitty and gritty. You can sell products in the U.S., Canada, or both. You can control what you sell and where and manage your business from a single Amazon seller account. You can use bulk listing and reporting tools from the Amazon Marketplace web service. That's a huge deal. If you're going to be a professional seller, managing all this stuff can be a little intimidating and overwhelming, right? But they give you tools to really manage, help you manage your inventory and whatnot, which is a very big deal. Customize your shipping rates and products for more things than books and music and videos, DVDs, all that kind of stuff. You can offer special promotions and gift wrap options for your products. There are a few exclusions there. Again, we'll go over that in a future show. You're eligible for top placement on product detail pages. There's, if we have time, I'll mention it either today, but probably in a future show. The individual selling plan features, right? You can also add new products to the Amazon catalog. You can also have Amazon handle the customer service, shipping, fulfillment, and all the rest of that. You can sell your products in the U.S. and Canada or both, and also manage your business from an single Amazon account. Again, 99 cents a sale with other selling fees, and we'll go over those in a future show. Let me break over to get some tips, right? To sell online. Again, you can either sell as a professional or an individual. First, you want to register. For the most part, if you're serious about this, you're going to want to register as a professional seller. You're allowed to create these listings for the products not currently being sold on Amazon. You can put private label type things out there on Amazon, and they allow you to register your brand through Amazon, so you can protect it. And they call it the professional seller.
What does that really mean? Register your brand.
Well, if you've got custom products that you create, right? That you're not just selling other people's things. That you can register your brand through Amazon, so that Amazon knows it's really you.
Okay.
Dave Works Widgets, right? Nobody else can sell Dave Works Widgets but me. If I had a widget, I sell services. I don't really sell anything. Talk about FBA. FBA is probably one of the smartest things to do, the fulfillment by Amazon. They ship it for you. They handle all the customer service, the communications, the returns, the refunds. That can get out of hand really quickly because buyers are often very fickle, and some people even cheat. You know, they'll grab it, they'll not like it or use it and try to send it back, and you will spend much of your time dealing with that kind of crud rather than concentrating on sales. So the money you spend with FBA, well worth it.
That's the $39.99 a month?
Right.
That comes with that service?
It's the fulfillment by Amazon, right? So it's both. But No, it is the professional. Excuse me. Yes, so the professional fulfillment by Amazon is what handles that sale. No. Let me back up. I'm a little tired this morning. You can do both individual or professional, but you allow. Remember, the fees go up with fulfillment by Amazon, right? There's already a fee involved with the professional, $39.99.
Okay.
But there will be more fees if you let Amazon fulfill it and manage all your customer service.
Okay.
Right. So, with anything else, there are rules. There's lots of rules when selling through Amazon. You always want to make sure that you follow them. I won't go over all of them, too much to talk about. But I can tell you this, that Amazon rarely changes their rules. Unlike other selling products, you know, Etsy, eBay, they're constantly changing the rules. They almost have a different crowd for those. You know, Etsy has a whole bunch of different type sellers. They sell very specific things. They have different rules. They change the rules. eBay, same deal. They change those rules often. So, again, Amazon's easier if you just want to concentrate on selling, and they've been so established for 16 years now doing this, right, that they have a lot more experience, and the fact of the matter is people trust Amazon.
What would be an example of rules that change?
There, you know, like pricing can change.
Okay.
Right, we're going to charge you more for this. We're going to terms of service. I mean, they're literally novels worth of information.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'd like to go over that in a future show, if possible, to think about.
Okay.
Talking about those things. You always want to answer customer communications. That's a very big deal. So I talk about on shows talking about blogging and whatnot. Just the same deal here. If customers are asking questions that they want stuff answered, you better answer them quickly because Amazon tracks that. They will not keep you there if you're not a good communicator, right? You want to make sure that you solicit people to review you. A good seller will always ask to be reviewed because those little stars that come across, sellers are given reviews. And believe me, you will, if you have great reviews and you have more stars than your competitor, you're going to get the sale.
So Amazon tracks and cares about how you reflect upon the seller community?
Absolutely. Okay. I mean, because it's Amazon. Remember, you're fishing in their pond.
Okay, I see.
So if you're not a good seller, they'll give you warnings. And if you don't keep it up, if you've got crummy customer service, they're going to dump you, right? They're going to drop you like a bad habit. So don't do that. So maintain, if you've ever shopped anywhere, you'll find that the good sellers are saying, please rate us. If you ever have a problem, we'll take care of you. Some even send free stuff. If you give us a great review, we will send you free stuff. if it's reasonable. Some of that's kind of against the rules, but they're saying, hey, leave us a good review if we've earned it. That's the right way to ask as a seller. Bundling things together is a great way to get noticed. Meaning, if you bundle things together, it can be considered a different product. Even though they may be the same products individually, you can bundle things, you can get found more easily, and oftentimes people buy if it's sitting right in front of them and it's quote-unquote featured. So that's a tip that you might want to consider. Describing your products accurately. Very important to don't just use the boilerplate, right, that comes from a manufacturer or whatever of describing a product. Give them the extra, just like I always mention in blogging, content counts. Have a product, describe it to the nth degree so that you don't even give your customer a chance to want to ask you questions. Just make the sale. Give it to them everything, you know, give them everything up front. Using larger images, as I said, solicit product reviews. We're running out of time here already, aren't we? So let's see. Let me go through this. I'm going to race through this. Again, I'm just blathering, talking too quickly, trying to get you as much information as possible. Well, let me say this. Let me break down the thought for the day. Right, consider selling on Amazon. There are costs involved, but the benefits will most likely outweigh the costs of developing the site yourself, especially when it comes to customer service. Next week, as I said, we're going to go over FBA, Fulfillment by Amazon. Right, we'll go over that in great detail, along with the other things that I've mentioned about Amazon. So make sure to find me out on radio.daveworks.net or podcast.daveworks.net, and you can sign up there, and we'll catch you next week.
Broadcasting at 950 kilohertz since 1957, we are the voice of the foothills, AM 950, KAHI Auburn.